Good morning, friends around the world. As we consider ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love through this meditation series, let's consider the question, am I willing to be wrong? Early on, at the beginning of our meditation, I offered you a story that I had written for a course in seminary called The Great Mathematician. And I believe it bears repeating because it speaks directly to the question of building bridges when we're willing to be wrong. 100 years ago, there was a mathematician who traveled from town to town teaching the wonders of math. He would enter the town and gather the people together. Then he would say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the great mathematician, and I'm here to teach you the wonders of math. The first wonder is that 3 plus 3 equals 6. People would applaud. Then he'd say, "And the second wonder of math is that 5 plus 5 equals 11. And the people would applaud. He'd bow to them and go on to the next town. Until one day he got word that the master mathematician was going to be in the next town where he was teaching. He got all excited. He didn't know who the master was, but he really wanted to do his best. As he entered this town, he gathered the people around him, as usual. But this time he was anxious, wondering if the master was watching him. He started, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the great mathematician, and I'm here to teach you the wonders of math. The first wonder is that 3 plus 3 equals 6. And the people applauded. Then he said, "And the second wonder of math is that 5 plus 5 equals 11. And the people applauded. He looked around to see if the master would reveal himself, but he didn't. So he started on the next town. Suddenly, someone tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around, hearing the voice of a woman. He said, "Yes." And she replied, "You're the great mathematician, aren't you?" He smiled and said, "Yes, I am." She spoke and said, "It's good to meet you. I'm the master mathematician, and I watched you teach in the last town." The great mathematician was confused and finally said, "You're the master?" She said, "Yes." Taken aback, he responded, "Well, what did you think of my teaching, master?" She said, "You love to teach math, don't you?" He said, "Oh, yes, master, it's my life." And she responded, "You do it well." "Oh, thank you, master. That means a lot to me." And she responded, "I have two things I'd like to offer you, son. You are correct when you say that 3 plus 3 equals 6. But son, you are mistaken when you say that 5 plus 5 equals 11. 5 plus 5 equals 10. To which the great mathematician dropped to his knees and cried out to God, "I was wrong. 5 plus 5 does not equal 11. 5 plus 5 equals 10. The master responded, "Today, you have become a better mathematician." You and I spend our whole life often trying to show people we are in relationship with how right we are, rather than making every effort to seek where we're wrong. It's a natural thing, isn't it? Yet when we do, we often build a wall unintentionally, leaving the other person feeling diminished. When we are in disagreement with others, the best way to build a bridge is to seek and find where we are wrong. It's no big deal to proclaim that 3 plus 3 equals 6. But when we see where we're wrong, we often become a better person, a better father, better mother, better sister, better brother, better boss, a better employee, a better human being. When I first started working in the woodshop with my dad, he would often say to me, "The major difference between the expert and the novice is that the expert has made far more mistakes than the novice." So for the rest of the time we have together this morning, can we contemplate this concept of being wrong? Can we celebrate being wrong, knowing we're making progress, rather than trying to hide it? Can we see where needing to be right will often build walls between the very person we want to get close to? Can we understand that saying, "I was wrong," is often a wonderful sound to be heard by those we're in relationship with, and will most likely build a bridge between us and them and draw us closer?